So this week, listeners in Memphis, Tennessee are joining the Takeaway community, and they're already dealing with a story unfolding outside their windshields as they drive to work in the morning on billboards. It's a story that has produced some painful discussions in Memphis, and we wanted to share that story with all of our listeners around the country this morning. Bianca Phillips joins us. She's a journalist with the Memphis Flyer and has been covering the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Bianca, a billboard campaign to promote disclosure and candor about homosexuality in the Memphis community produced some controversy. First of all, when did this begin, and what kinds of billboards are we talking about here?
Well, in mid-September, the Memphis Gay and Lesbian Community Center put up 5 billboards in support of National Coming Out Day.
Which is October 11th, right?
Yes, and they wanted them to be up for about a month. And one of those billboards featured former Marine Tim Smith, and he was in uniform, and it said, "I'm gay and I protected your freedom."
Let's before we talk about Tim Smith for a moment, and we have Tim with us, let's get a sense of the premise of the billboard campaign itself. The idea was to put people who have sort of prominent, responsible roles in the community up on these billboards and to disclose that they're gay, with the idea of reassuring the community, right? What other faces were on those billboards?
Well, there were 5 billboards. One of them had 4 local ministers who support gay people, and it had these 4 ministers, and it said, ministers in support of gay, lesbian, and transgender people. One had a lesbian couple, and it said, "We're married, and God loves us as we are." Another one had just a single gay man, and it said, "I'm gay, and God loves me." And another one had 3 kind of well-known straight allies. Mm-hmm. That said, straight supporters of gay, lesbian, and transgender people. And these were put up throughout, all across the city, in various locations. And the goal of the campaign was just sort of to, for one thing, to advertise the Gay and Lesbian Community Center, because they feel like they've been around for 20 years, but people still don't know they're there.
Well, certainly this raised an issue in the community, and one could expect that it might cause some heated debate and maybe even some controversy. But Tim Smith, honorably discharged Marine, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tim, when your face appeared on the billboard, a particularly unfortunate consequence occurred. You really touched a nerve. Explain what happened.
Well, the idea was just to give back to the Memphis community and to speak out for all of the service members who are still serving who can't speak out about their sexual orientation and raise awareness about that. However, in Memphis, which has a jaded history with the civil rights movement, but overall is becoming a more and more, I would like to think, progressive and accepting city, there are still some traces of misplaced ignorance and fear, and so that came out in a very violent, hateful act.
Well,
in
presumably,
the billboard.
So your billboard of all of the ones that were up in Memphis were actually destroyed. That one was destroyed.
That one was destroyed.
Now, authorities are investigating it as a destruction of property. It hasn't been classified as a hate crime. Do you think if people knew the actual details of your experience with the military and how you were discharged, that they might be more sympathetic to you? And if you could explain those details, I'd love to know them.
Well, I would certainly hope that we would be able to have a good discussion without a hateful exchange. Like you said, served honorably, and it was known for a while, for probably about the last 2 years of my service, that I was gay, but it was really a non-issue because of my job performance and because of the respect I had within my command.
And where did you serve, sir? Where did you serve?
I served primarily with VMFA AW-332 out of Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort, South Carolina.
I see. And if, as you say, for the last 2 years of your service, it was a non-issue. People understood your sexual orientation, but somebody decided to blow the whistle.
That is correct. A former head of the Chaplain Corps retired and became a local minister, and when I refused his help to enter a change ministry, he pushed my command to discharge me from the Marine Corps.
So wait a minute. A minister who suggested that maybe you should go to a change ministry that would presumably change your sexual orientation. These are very, very controversial ideas,
right?
Change ministries. But because you refused to do that, he outed you to the military, and then the military basically had no choice but to discharge you.
That is correct.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering if people knew those circumstances, if they'd be a little more sympathetic on the billboard.
I think that that has been one of the things that we've tried to set the record straight for around here, because some people did not understand. They thought a minister necessarily broke vows or something of that nature. But like I'm trying to tell people, I was out to a certain degree, and that part was really the kicker in it, that it was a non-issue with my command until this minister made it an issue.
But do you have a problem then with the don't ask, don't tell policy? Because it is an issue. I mean, clearly once you were outed, the Army has this policy in place that said you had to be honorably discharged.
Oh, I take great offense at the don't ask, don't tell policy. There are so many wonderful people that I know personally, and so many thousands more that have lost their careers and had their lives drastically affected by a policy that really has no place in the military. And in the society we live in today, there's so much change, especially within the younger generation, and people that I've met, younger than me, slightly older, I think it's being held in place mainly by a slight few at the very top who still have some misplaced fear and ignorance of,
well, fear of change.
A homosexual orientation.
Fear
exactly.
of change. Bianca Phillips, as you covered Tim Smith's story, and it's expected that this billboard will go back up, and we'll see what the
it's
consequences are.
It's actually already back up.
It's already back up?
Put it back last Thursday.
Who has been critical of this, and has anyone gone public with an idea that this is an inappropriate message in Memphis?
We actually had a big rally yesterday. The Gay and Lesbian Community Center hosted it at the First Congregational Church, which is an open and affirming church here in Memphis. There were about 250 people showed up. All the news stations and newspapers were there, and it's really been a big story here in Memphis, and I think that a lot of people showed up yesterday to show their support. So I think that the message is out there that it's not going to be accepted.
Well, it's not just a story for people in Memphis. The Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is controversial within the Obama administration and around the nation. Tim Smith, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tim Smith is an honorably discharged Marine, and Bianca Phillips is a journalist with the Memphis Flyer who's been covering the story of billboards around the Memphis area. And we welcome Tim Smith and Bianca Phillips as new Takeaway listeners in the Memphis area and all the people of Memphis. Thanks to both of you and all of you there in Memphis.
And if you wanted to get a look at that billboard and get more information about Tim Smith, you can go to our website, thetakeaway.org.